This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha today. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. It will be the third budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Before the budget preparation, the Finance Minister held pre-budget consultations meetings with several stakeholders, including experts and representatives from economists, trade unions, education and health sector, MSME, trade and services, industry, financial sector and capital markets. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh had also held extensive pre-budget consultations on various aspects related to agriculture and rural development and submitted compiled report of suggestions to the Finance Minister. In a break from the usual weekend routine, the Bombay Stock Exchange and National Stock Exchange will hold a live trading session today despite it being a Sunday. Earlier this month, the exchanges informed investors that trading will proceed during regular hours, while the commodity market will extend its trading until 5 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and Nifty, were trading mixed during early trade today. The Sensex declined 119.19 points to start the session at 82,388.97, while the Nifty added 13.1 points to open at 25,333.75 when reports last came in. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting Jalandhar in Punjab today to mark the 649th birth anniversary of Sant Guru Ravidas Ji. Mr. Modi will visit Dera Sachkhand Balan to pay obeisance and participate in a public program in the honour of Sant Guru Ravidas Ji. After landing at Adampur Airport near Jalandhar, the Prime Minister will unveil the new name of the airport as Sri Guru Ravidas Ji Airport, Adampur. The Prime Minister will also be virtually inaugurating the terminal building of Halwara Airport in Ludhiana. This airport will establish a new gateway for the state, especially for Ludhiana industry. The Indian Coast Guard is commemorating its 50th Raising Day today, marking nearly five decades of dedicated selfless service to the nation. From its beginning in 1977 with just seven surface platforms, the Indian Coast Guard has evolved into a formidable maritime force comprising 155 ships and 80 aircraft today. The Coast Guard is poised to achieve its target force levels of 200 surface platforms and 100 aircraft by 2030. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya has said that the Indian Navy not only safeguards the country's coast but also promotes initiatives such as Fit India Movement for the Social Cause. Talking to media on the second edition of the half marathon organized by the Indian Navy in New Delhi this morning, Mr. Mandaviya said the marathon will encourage fitness while inspiring the nation's youth to contribute to Viksit Bharat 2047. He informed that more than 13,500 residents of Delhi participated in the marathon. The 39th edition of India International Leather Fair will begin in Chennai today. The three-day event will feature a wide range of leather products, accessories, machinery, equipment and innovations. It will also showcase the cutting-edge technologies requirements such as additive manufacturing, AI application and design and data analysis, latest softwares and augmented reality application and digital enterprises. In men's cricket, India clinched the five-match T20I series against New Zealand with 4-1 by defeating the Black Caps in the fifth and final clash by 46 runs in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala last night. Ishan Kishan was adjudged player of the match, while Indian skipper Surya Kumar Yadav was awarded player of the series. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India will take on arch rivals Pakistan in the Super 6 clash at the Queen Sports Club in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe this afternoon. The match will begin at 1 p.m. Indian time. And in Australian Open Tennis, world number one and top seed Carlos Alcaraz will take on Serbian star Novak Djokovic in the men's singles final at the Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne today. The match is scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.